We serve what a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Come on, put your hands together and say, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Said we command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, to take up your weapons and flee, because the Lord has given us authority to walk all over you. We command you, we command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, to take up your weapons and flee. For the Lord has given us authority to walk all over you. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Did we command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, to take up your weapons and flee? Because the Lord has given us authority. Because the Lord has given us authority. Because the Lord has given us authority to walk all over you. Let God rise and my enemies be scattered. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Let God, and let God, let him arise. And let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Let God, and let God, let him arise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Let God, let God, let God, let God, let God, let God, let him arise. What a mighty God we serve. God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, to drop all of your weapons and flee, because the Lord has given us the authority to walk all over you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. And we will rejoice. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. My hallelujah belongs to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. We're just going to say hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you. Hallelujah. My hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you. Every worshiper, lift up your voice now and sing hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. Hallelujah. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. Hallelujah. Come on, say it to the Lord. My hallelujah. My hallelujah belong to you. My hallelujah, hallelujah. My hallelujah belong to you. Hallelujah. My hallelujah belong to you. Why? 'Cause you deserve it. Yeah, you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of our praises belongs to you. Yes, Lord. All of our praises belong to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. Yeah. You deserve that. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, oh Lord. You deserve it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Come on and lift your hands up and say hallelujah, because that's the highest praise. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning, Minister Rosalyn Peters. Yes, I am here. Good morning to the TMC family. This is Simone Alexander calling in from Vancouver, Canada, and this is the Master's Call. What I want to do this morning is go over on October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Picola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon, started the Master's Call. Our TMC scripture for today is Psalms 88 and verse 13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And our website, again, it's themasterscall.net. Again, that's themasterscall.net. Our theme for 2022 is, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Keisha Lee did earlier, and as our psalmist, Minister Rosalind Peters did, and as yours truly, the host, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Also, we were all brought together by the phenomenal company Artistry Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago. We have great products to help the world become healthier and a wealthier place. And this morning, it's the what I am going to do this morning or right now is, before I bring on our speaker, I am going to pray, and I am going to bring on our phenomenal speaker. She doesn't really need any introduction. Her name is Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon, and you can listen and hear our inspirational message today. As a senior prophet, an associate pastor, an industrial engineer, and an administrator, and also the co-founder of the Master's Call. So what I am going to do without any further ado is pray, and then the next voice you will hear is Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon. Father God, as we come in your presence this morning, we want to thank you, dear God, for this another gorgeous and beautiful day that you've given to us. We want to thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, and also for the Master's Call family, everyone in the bereaved family, everyone under the sound of my voice that needs your prayers and inspiration this morning. And I also want to thank you for giving us another beautiful day. That this day today, and also the first day of the month of March. We want to thank you for that, dear God. These and all other mercies, Father God, we ask in your namesake. Amen. Amen. Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon, are you there, please?
From Vancouver, Canada. We so love and appreciate you. Thank you for hosting our call this morning. We want to give a shout out of thanks to Minister Keisha for greeting and seating everyone as they came on the line with the warmest of kingdom greetings. We so love and appreciate you. Thank you, Minister Rosalind, for giving us that joyful praise this morning as we celebrate our Lord and our Savior. Want to also give a shout out of birthday to our dear Minister Ruth, 56 years young, I heard her say. We are just so grateful for you and just wishing you the very best birthday ever. I also want to acknowledge our co-founder, Dr. Picola Roberts. I see on the line, good morning, and appreciate you and this journey that we've had and that God has been so faithful to the Master's call since, again, our very first day back on October 25th, 2010. God's hand has clearly been on this call and on each one of us. So to our entire Master's Call family, greetings, greetings, greetings. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to be with you for the next 2 days, so I'm going to take time and really teach some things as we celebrate the beginning of Women's History Month. And this is an exciting time. We just finished celebrating Black History Month last month, and that's really 365, the many contributions we've made as a people, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that through my message this morning. But I do want to give a little brief history about Women's History Month and why it is so important for us to celebrate it. Now, Women's History Month is a celebration of women's contributions to history, culture, and society. It has been observed annually in the month of March in the United States since 1987. Women's History Month 2022 will take place from today, Tuesday, March 1st, through Thursday, March 31st. This year's official theme is Break the Bias. Break the Bias. And the whole month is dedicated to honoring women, shining a light on their current social contributions, and celebrating the many important roles women have played throughout American history. Now, an important part of Women's History is the National Women's History Alliance, which kind of really helped birth this movement, designates a yearly theme for Women's History Month, and their theme is Women Providing Healing, Promoting Hope. Women Providing Healing, Promoting Hope. And that theme is both a tribute to the ceaseless work of caregivers and frontline workers during this ongoing pandemic, and also a recognition of the thousands of ways that women of all cultures have provided both healing and hope throughout history. Now, Women's History Month is dedicated to reflect on the often overlooked contributions of women to United States history, from Abigail Adams to Susan B. Anthony to Sojourner Truth to Rosa Parks. The timeline of women's history milestones stretches back to the founding of the United States. Now, the actual celebration of Women's History Month grew out of a week-long celebration of women's contributions to culture, history, and society, organized by the School District of Sonoma, California. That's what birthed the National Women's Alliance. And it was developed back in 1978. Now, presentations were given at dozens of schools. Hundreds of students participated in, quote, real woman, end quote, essay contests, and a parade was held in downtown Santa Rosa. A few years later, the idea had caught on within communities, school districts, and organizations across the country. So in 1980, President Jimmy Carter issued the first presidential proclamation declaring the week of March 8th as National Women's History Week. It seems like everything starts off as a week first before it evolves into a month. The U.S. Congress followed suit the next year, passing a resolution establishing a national celebration. But it took 6 years later than the National Women's History Project successfully petitioned our Congress to expand the event to the entire month of March. Now, there is an International Women's Day. That's a global celebration of the economic, political, and social achievements of women, which takes place for the it took place for the first time on March 8th, 1911. So well before America caught on in the 70s, it was being celebrated around the world on March 8th as International Women's Day. And to this day, March 8th, that specific day, as a day we highlight in the month where all women are celebrated. And many countries around the world celebrate the holiday with demonstrations, educational initiatives, and customs such as presenting women with gifts and flowers. So we are beginning our Women's History Month, celebrate the powerful women in your life who have done so much for you. They are truly the nurturers, and we sat on the knee, and they loved us, they disciplined us, they encouraged us, and always have believed in us, and especially in the Black community. Well, I started a message yesterday, that I really originally preached at my church on Sunday as we concluded our Black History Month presentation. I was the speaker, and the people were so blessed by it, and many said they learned so much that they had not known. And so I taught it again yesterday on the morning motivational call. So some of you all, you get to hear it again, and hopefully, because I'm going to take time these next 2 days, I won't be skipping any parts and give you all of what we learned. I'm going to be talking over the next 2 days from Africa to America. We've always been there. From Africa to America, we've always been there. And the subtitle of that is, It's Always Been in You. It's always been in you. Everything you need, I've always taught this, is in the house. And see, as we last month celebrated Black History Month, we have been blessed to look back and truly wonder how we as a people got over. What I'm going to be teaching the next 2 days is, and as I told the church on Sunday, about so many of us love God. This call is called the Master's Call. And the Bible, you know, the acronym, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. We have been systematically, and I believe very deliberately, not been taught how much the African culture, the people of color, have been a part of Scripture. We've always been there. So over the next 2 days, I'm going to hope I really revelate to your mind and your understanding that just because of omission of others, we have never been omitted in the story and the legacy of Christianity. Now, we as a people have such a rich, strong legacy of wisdom, perseverance, creativity, and resilience. And I believe all people do, but especially Black people. Now, even though, again, many educators, historians, and our books seem to omit or simply avoid telling the whole story, including us, making sure we're a part of the history, which from the very beginning always included us, started with us in Africa. So what was Africa called in the Bible? So glad you asked. The whole region that includes what the Bible calls the land of Canaan, Palestine, and Israel was an extension of the African mainland before it was artificially divided from the main African continent by the man-made Suez Canal. The physical place, we all have learned in our Sunday school and all through our lives, the physical place of the Garden of Eden, where everything started. Well, it's clear from the Bible that the Garden of Eden had an exact location, and it is not just a mythical location. It really grieves me when I hear preachers and people who say they know the word. I was so disappointed the other day. I was watching TV, and a very well-known pastor from Miami, huge ministry there, a Pentecostal pastor, would say, oh, it's a mythical place. Well, Genesis 2 is not mythical. The location is associated with four rivers that are mentioned in the biblical text. And I want you to wrestle with the word as we learn these next 2 days, but make sure the word of God wins. Genesis 2, 10 through 14, there are four rivers, the Euphrates, the Tigris, spelled T-I-G-R-I-S, the Hiddekel, spelled H-I-D-D-E-K-E-L, the Pison, P-I-S-O-N, and the Gihon, spelled G-I-H-O-N. These four rivers encompassed around the Garden of Eden. The Tigris and the Euphrates are two well-known rivers that still flow through through Iraq even today. Some scholars try to incorrectly teach us that the Garden of Eden was not a real physical place. Even the scriptures clearly do not say that. They're very clear that it all started in the Garden of Eden. And they clearly show how geographically that the Garden of Eden was in Africa, the true mother of civilization. Now, we could say that the Garden of Eden existed at one time, but it cannot be located today due to the fall of humanity into sin, as well as, y'all remember a brother named Jonah, a great flood that altered the whole earth. Also, as we mentioned, it does not appear from anywhere in the Bible that there are structures in the garden. So archaeologists are looking for something that the Bible never referred to. But at the same time, it seems that the fencing of the Garden of Eden was by the four rivers, and that's clearly spelled out in Genesis 2. Now, of course, in order for the existence of the garden to make sense and implicitly follow through in this teaching, we must consider that what is said in the Bible is true and not just a legend. The great flood may have washed away the Garden of Eden, but scripture and its location in northeastern Africa will never be erased. Now, how seldom are we made aware of the special promises that God has given to African people? Write down this scripture, Psalm 68, that 31st verse in the 68th division of Psalms, declares that Cush, C-U-S-H, Cush, shall reach out its arms to God. See, the early church loved this promise, for they considered Cush to be a metaphor for the Gentile bride of Christ, the Gentiles. The Psalms predicted that one day people would recognize the spirituality of the Cushites and declare that they had been born anew in Zion. In Psalms 87, 3 through 6, now, many times as history has taught me, I don't use the N-word at all anymore. When I want to talk about the peoples of God, I say, because Cush means dark ones, burnt ones. I said, the Cushites are acting up. So when y'all heard me say that, that's where I'm getting this from, Cushites. Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, foretold that God would bring forth a remnant from Cush, Psalms 11:11. And a redeemed people bearing gifts to Zion in Psalms 18, 1 through 8. The prophet Zephaniah proclaimed that from beyond the rivers of Cush, God's people should bring offerings in Psalms 3, the 10th verse. Amos, the prophet Amos, our shepherd, expresses God's concern for Cush. Are you not like the Cushites to me, O people of Israel, says the Lord? Psalms 9, verse 7. I got to remind us throughout this teaching, from Africa to America, we've always been there. See, biblical scholars are aware that Cush sometimes refers to all of Africa, sometimes to all of Africa except Egypt, and sometimes to ancient Nubia, stretching from modern Aswan, that's A-S-W-A-N, in the north, to Karakorum in the south. Today, most of this area lies in the Sudan. But how is the general reader to understand that Cush and Cushite, used 57 times in the Hebrew Bible, are in fact a designation for an African nation and people? Some versions of the Bible translate Cush as Ethiopia, but this does not ordinarily designate the modern country of that name. David Adamo, A-D-A-M-O, has suggested that the best translation is just simply Africa. All of us have a right to know and applaud the important biblical role played by Africans. People of African descent may claim the deep roots of their ancestors in the Bible, all from Africa to America. We've always been there, and it's always been in you. Let's talk about the African in the Old Testament. And I want you to write down these scriptures, because we have so long not been taught the truth. We read in Genesis that one of the rivers of Eden ran around the whole land of Cush, and another encircled the land of Havilah that yielded gold and onyx and bdellium. And that's in Genesis 2, 10 through 13. They had rich resources. That's why so many came to Africa, to strip the land of its many rich natural resources. See, these products were found in iniquity, principally in the area, again, now known as Sudan. If the Tigris and the Euphrates River are located in Babylonia, then there is good reason to believe some of Eden lay in Africa. We are now told that the oldest human remains may also be traced back to Africa. Do you all remember Hagar? Very familiar character in the Bible. She was the Egyptian concubine of Abraham. You remember the little jealous situation with Sarah? Well, Hagar may well have derived her ancestry from south of Egypt, and she alone, of all the Bible characters, gives God a name. Genesis 16:13. Again, I'm going to keep giving you scripture because I want you to wrestle with the word and make sure the word wins and illuminates and revelates our understanding that we've always been there. Like Abraham, she meets God in the form of an angel and is given a promise that her progeny shall become a great nation. That's in Genesis 21, the 18th verse. Moses, Cushite's wife. This is a little history that we kind of got skipped over in Sesame Mills' Ten Commandments movie. Moses is Cushite's wife, the first wife. Homegirl's name was Tarbis. It's spelled T-H-A-R-B-I-S. And Tarbis aroused the bitter jealousy of his sister Miriam. See, most of us think it was another second wife, but no, the first wife was Tarbis. She aroused the bitter jealousy of Miriam, and that's in Numbers 12, verses 11 through 16. Remember, racism is not new. See, amusingly, Miriam, who resents her black sister-in-law, becomes what? Struck white with leprosy until she mended her ways. When Moses and the Egyptian army besieged the city capital of Ethiopia, M-E-R-O-E, Saba, the daughter of the king of Ethiopia, Tarbis, she fell in love with Moses. Now check this out. She asked Moses to marry her. Y'all talk about the first reality TV show. Come on, we better roll back time. She asked Moses to marry her, and Moses agreed on the condition that she deliver the Ethiopians into his hand. So Thomas said, all right, because I love you. If you'll marry me, I'll do that. And she did. And after Moses destroyed the Ethiopians, he married Thomas. I tell you, we didn't even hear anything about her and the Ethiopian, the first wife of Moses. See, it's highly probable that after the death of Moses' wife, or after she was divorced, or when she traveled to his country in Midian, Moses needed another helpmate. And this is where the movie picks up. This is where most of us have been taught that he needed another wife to fit him in his leadership responsibility. Now, the question arises, is why was it that of all the available women, including Israelites, did Moses keep choosing to marry an African? Well, said the man who couldn't talk. See, some believe that if this Cushite wife was Zipporah, and we know the second one was, then the Moses' father-in-law is Jethro the priest, again, of color. Black, who instituted the judicial, administrative, and sacrificial patterns of Egypt. We find that where? In Exodus 18, 1 through 27. See, some of you on this line, as I stop right here for today, you've gone to the Anthony Robbins training. You've been to John Maxwell's training on organizational skills, on leadership, on time management. But right back here, his father-in-law said, hold up, everybody keeps coming to you. You'll wear out. You won't make it. We got to delegate. And this black Cushite, Ethiopian from Midian area, taught him how to structure himself. I'm going to stop there because there's many more still yet in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. The key that I need you to remember and understand, from Africa to America, we've always been there in Scripture, in the Holy Writ, in the Word. And when we understand who we are, we can better teach our younger generation to never say again that Christianity is a white man's religion, because it never was and it never will be. It's a religion, a Christianity, a theology, a belief for all. But its origins were from Africa. I'm going to stop there and pray that this bless you, and we'll pick it up and continue on tomorrow. All right, Miss Minister Simone, I turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. That was powerful information there this morning. Thank you for that. Today is, I forgot what to mention this earlier, is Presidential Tuesday on the mass, on the MMC call. And the speaker for this today is Manager Shirley James, and the host is, sorry.
She's
Shirley
the host.
James is
She's
host
the host
and guest speaker. And also guest speaker will be, sorry, Josie Mosler. That's how you pronounce that. Okay. And the number for the MMP call this morning is 667-770-1525. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. That number again is 667-770-1525. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And to go back and hear the presentation this morning, the playback number is 712-432-1085, and the PID number is 957-677-POUND. Again, that number is 712-432-1085, and the PID number is 957-667-POUND. And also, thanks again to Minister Keisha for seated and greeting us this morning, and also to our psalmist, Minister Rosalind Peters, for giving us those lovely songs this morning, and to yours truly, the host, and also to Dr. Vanessa. And also, one more thing before I turn the mic back over to Dr. Vanessa is today is Minister Ruth Smith birthday, and so what we want to do is bring up to the mic Minister Tiffany to come on up and sing her happy birthday song this morning. Minister Tiffany, come up to the mic, please.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Roof. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to keep you. May all your dreams come true. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Ruth, from the TMC family. We love you. God bless you, and have an awesome and amazing day.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, could you come back in, please, and give us our benediction, please?
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, again, thank Minister Simone for stepping up, doing such a great job hosting us today. And again, want to encourage all to go right on over to Presidential Tuesday. Jose Molinar, our commercial director, always has some powerful information to share with us, and today will be no different. So we encourage our Artist High family and guests to go over there and join them there. I pray this information bless you, encourage you to invite others to be on the call tomorrow, because applied knowledge is power. And as we know our history, that's why I love history so much, we walk in a confidence and a boldness to know that the baton has been passed to us. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you on this first day of March, a day we've never seen before, where your mercies are new every morning. Thank you for this being National Women's History Month, where you're going to help us stir up a new level of empowerment, where we will understand we have a mission and a mandate as your women, especially as women of God, to break barriers, to take it to another level of making sure that all biases are broken of who we are as your women and your children of God. We thank you for celebrating our dear Minister Ruth's birthday. Let it be the most blessed birthday ever. Let her feel the love of Christ from her TMC family and for all of her circle of family, friends, and loved ones from near and far. Now, Father, we just thank you that as we prepare to leave this call, we will never leave your presence, and you're stretching us to grow up in you even the more. Father, I thank you that you bless these people of God. We send special prayers and your supernatural protection for Ukraine, God. We ask for divine favor even in this time of decisions here in America. We pray for our president and all those who are in leadership, our vice president, Father, even for this historic decision being made right now about our first black Supreme Court judge. God, we know things just don't happen because we want them to happen. They happen because the people of God pray. So as we leave this call, but never your presence, divine intervention is our plea. And we thank you that you hear and you answer prayer as you work out great things in us, through us, and for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely triumphant Tuesday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.